Hare Krishna. Question from Milan Prabhu. Can you explain Brahman and Paramatma realizations in more detail? Answer. There are different ways in which these realizations can be understood. We'll look at a few ways in terms of, firstly, the Satchitananda progression perspective. Secondly, this is perspective given by Srila Prabhupada in his Ishopanishad. Then we'll talk about the energy to the absolute perspective that is given by Jiva Goswami in Sandarbhas. And then we will look at also the general religious understanding of how one progresses. So now Prabhupada explains that the absolute truth has just as Atma and the Supreme Lord, they have these three Satchitananda. Now when one starts perceiving, when one starts looking at existence and sees that everything is temporary, then one starts thinking that there must be something beyond this, which is actually eternal, because we all have a longing for eternity. And where would that longing come from if there would be nothing eternal at all? Why would we long to live eternally if there was no such thing as lasting life? Person who has never ever seen any gold would not even desire gold. So we must have something which creates that longing. So what is the eternal beyond the temporary? And once one starts looking for the eternal and then comes to the level of perceiving the eternal, that time one has perceived the Sat aspect of the Sat Chitananda features of the Supreme Lord. So perceiving the Sat aspect is indication that is the characteristic of those who have realized Brahman. Now, important thing is, it is not that Brahman only has Sat feature. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are non-different. So they all have Sat Chitananda feature. But the seeker who has realized Brahman has realized only the Sat aspect of the absolute truth. Then when one moves forward and thinks, okay, there's not just existence, I can see there is order around us in the world. And there must be some source of that order. There must be some conscious being who is overseeing this and keeping this order. And that's how one comes to the level of chit level, where actually one comes to understand that there is a personal, that there is the being who is supreme, who is coordinating, controlling this. And that, at this level, one's focus is on God as the controller of the material world. And that is the Paramatma realization. So, where one understands that there is a reality which is not only eternal, but is also conscious. And the function of that consciousness is to control material nature and to keep it in order. And now beyond this, when one evolves, one starts thinking of what exists, what does that personal being do? Most people think of only what God can do for me, not what God does himself when he is in his abode. So one understands at this level that actually the goal of existence is to be happy. And how can I... And therefore, the absolute truth must have this opulence of happiness also in full. And at that time, one comes to the Bhagwan realizing, where one understands God who lives with his devotees and performs many pastimes, and in those pastimes rejoices eternally. That's how one moves from the... So the Prabhupada explained this as the all-pervasive spirit. Realization of the all-pervasive spirit is the Brahman realization. That means, beyond this ever-changing matter, there is some substratum which is eternal. That is the Brahman realization. Now, beyond that, then there is a localized as expansion of the Supreme Lord. Now, why localized? Because although the Lord can control from everywhere, he is also present within the universe. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastha. He is present in the universe, and from there he coordinates and controls things. So, localized means he is present in our heart. He is present in matter. And that's how he is also pervasive as a super soul. And then he says the transcendental person who exists in his own abode. That is the Bhagwan realization. So basically, at the Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan levels, one has got partial, at the Brahman and Paramatma levels, one has got fragmental or partial realization of the various features of the absolute truth. Now, Jiva Goswami gives another frame of analysis when he says that The Brahman realization is perception of the absolute truth with no potencies. Paramatma realization is perception of the absolute truth with material potencies. And Bhagwan realization is perception of the absolute truth with material and spiritual potencies. So what does this mean? That when one thinks of Brahman, there is just existence. And what is the purpose of that existence? No, it is just purpose of existence is to exist. There is nothing that is done. The whole material world is considered to be an illusion which one transcends. And when one transcends it and attains Brahman realization, therein is perfection. So that is the conception of Brahman realization, where there is no activity and therefore there is no energy. There is no energy needed for any activity. There is just passive existence. Now, this is a preliminary conception of the absolute truth. After this, there is the conception of the absolute truth with material energies. That means, yes, there is an eternal reality, but then that eternal reality is governing this world. This world is not just an illusion. It is, while it exists, it is real, and it requires real controllership. And that control, that role of controlling, is done by the Supreme Lord. And in that way, one understands that the Supreme Lord is having material potencies. Material potencies means that the Supreme Lord has the capacity to, the absolute truth, I'm using the word Supreme Lord over here, the absolute truth has the energies by which the absolute truth controls material nature. So here the understanding is the absolute truth has material potencies. Beyond that, then there is the conception of the absolute truth having spiritual potency. That means, yes, God can not only control material nature, God not only has the energies to do that, but beyond that, God has his own life in the spiritual world. And in that life, in that spiritual level, what does God do? God delights eternally in performing pastimes. So there are spiritual energies of the Lord. The Samvet, Sandhini, Ladini, which are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other places like that. So, essentially, there one understands God in his completeness. So, to understand God's self-existence is very important. To understand God's self-existence means that he has a life separate from his role here in this world. And that self-existent glory of the Lord is revealed when we understand that he has spiritual potencies. And this self-existential glory is not talked about much in the other scriptures of the world. That is revealed primarily in the Vedic scriptures. So especially among the Vedic scriptures, in the Vaishnava scriptures. And in this way we understand that God, who is just existence, that is Brahman. God, who is having material potencies, that means his potencies themselves are not materialistic, but they are the potencies to control material nature. That is Paramatma, and the God who has material and spiritual potencies is Bhagavan. Now, another way of understanding this is, which also Prabhupada gave, is in terms of increased proximity. Suppose once a child is living in a village, has never seen a train, and a new railway track has been constructed, and then it's told that now a train is going to come, and a group of children are waiting eagerly at the platform to see whether a train comes or not. And finally, they're waiting, and at a distance they hear, it's like night time at that time, and then they hear a whistle, and then they see a light. And all the children who is watching get so excited that he runs away from the railway station and runs into the village and tells everyone, I saw the train. The train, what is it? Please tell us. He says, oh, it's light and it's sound. So now, is the child correct? Is the train light and sound? Yes, it is light and sound, but it is much more. The child just came out early, and that's why the child couldn't perceive get the full experience of the train. Then the other many children are still waiting. And then as the train comes closer and closer, and as their eyes become familiarized, then they can see beyond the light. In the darkness, the light can be blinding. But as one's eyes get adjusted to the extra light, then one starts seeing more clearly. And then they see, oh, there is an engine over here. And there are bogies over there behind. And there are wheels. And it's moving. So at that time, what does the child see? A second child says, I saw the train. And the child starts running out. And he says, what did you see? He says, oh, I saw a bogie. I saw engine, I saw a long chain of bogies, I saw wheels. That is the train. Now, is that the train? Yes, it is. But there is more to it also. Then the third child still waits. And then, after that, the driver who comes there, the train comes to a stop on the station, and then driver comes out, and the child goes and meets the driver. They shake hands with each other. And then the driver explains, this is the car, this is how, this is the engine, this is how the car works, the engine works, and this is how the train is. And then the child goes back and says, I have seen the train. I have seen the driver also. Driver is the person in charge of the train, and explains everything. Now, who is correct, who is incorrect? It's not a matter of correct or incorrect. It's a matter of complete or incomplete. So, the third child has got the most complete perception. Because the child was patient enough to see completely. So, till the end. Of course, nobody can know Krishna completely. But the indication is that there can be more and more complete knowledge. So, initially, when one starts off, one actually starts with understanding the Brahman. So, those who start seeking the spiritual truth, they wait and wait and they keep practicing, and then they get a realization. Oh, there is an effulgent or pervasive light which is eternal. And they are so eager to tell the world that they leave. But there are others who keep seeking, and they understand, okay, yes, there is a light. Just as a light comes from, say, a sun or light source, similarly this light comes from some source, and that source is controlling the world. And that is the Paramatma realization. That is akin to the engine and the bogies. But beyond that, now the Paramatma realization, at this level, one is treating the absolute truth as a conscious being, but not necessarily as a personal object of love. So, it's like only when the child waits for long enough and then meets the driver and shakes hand, then there is a personal relationship developed with the driver. Otherwise, one may have some idea that the engine must have a driver, but one doesn't know anything specific about the driver. So, like that, at the level of Paramatma realization, one has only understanding of that there is some controller, but at the level of Bhagavan realization, there is a relationship developed with the controller. And one sees the controller as a person to be loved. And that is that level of realization where, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam mudha bhava samanvita. Those who know that I am the source of everything, that means they understand I am the source of the Paramatma and the Bhagavan realizations also. So then what happens to a person? Iti matva bhajante maam. Those who understand like this, bhajante, they start worshipping me. How? Buddha, Bhava, Samanita, they are wise and they worship with emotion, enriched with emotion, so complete sincerity of the heart. They understand there is no truth beyond Krishna and they start wholeheartedly worshipping Him. So that is the aim of the devotees, and that is what we can get by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna if we can open-mindedly and determinedly practice bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.